Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, everyone. Alex here, part-time nightmare merchant, full-time sweetheart. I'm here to talk to you about hope, joy, and other fluffy human feelings I've been made aware of recently. Life is hard. We get it. The world is a scary place at the moment, and it can sometimes feel cruel, dark, and willfully manipulated by inhuman monsters who don't have your best interests at heart. Well, we here at Rusty Towers do have your best interests at heart, and we wanted to do something nice for all of you who are feeling a bit overwhelmed, a bit peaky, a bit so-so. That's why we ran the Magnus Archives Fluff Competition, a chance for fans to write their own Magnus Archives content, horror-free and full of love. So curl up under a blanket with the warm liquid beverage of your choice, close your eyes, and enjoy the first of the winning entries. Epiphany by Jack Beckwith. Epiphany by M. K. Blackwood. I was not expecting this. This was so much more. You have stayed, the hungry hunters. You have locked death's door. For all your skulking, slinking, sneering, for all I was fearing, I was not expecting this. For you to step into the light and reveal yourself. I see you. I see the lamb you hide under the wolf's skin. I was...
Martin! What are you up to?
Nothing. Notes. notes, yes. Taking notes. I help you?
Oh, I thought I'd see how quarantine sleepaway camp is treating you.
Oh.
Brought down a change of sheets for your cot. So thought you might need it.
Oh, that's... Thanks, Tim. That's really kind.
Anything on your mind?
Oh, plenty. Homesick. Mortal terror, you know, the usual. I was actually thinking of trying to go see my mum, but, well, the worms and, you know, plus sometimes she can be...
Yeah, that's great. Anything else?
What?
Oh, come off it, Martin. I saw you in the break room the other day.
How do you mean?
Sasha and I were hosing down some of our little visitors with a friendly CO2 bath, and you could hardly be bothered by any of it. You were just there, staring wistfully off into space, running a finger around the rim of your mug.
I was distracted.
You like someone.
Well, that's, I mean, I could not, I really don't.
Called it. Sasha owes me a fiver. So, who is it?
I don't have to tell you anything.
Is it Rosie? I know you've been talking about her a lot lately.
Is this an interrogation now?
So it is Rosie.
It's not Rosie.
Oh,
Tim, listen.
All right, we're getting somewhere. Oh, it's not David, is it?
What?
Oh, Martin, you can do better. I mean, did you see what he was wearing?
It's not David, and I don't want to do this, okay? Now, if you could just please let me get back to...
Hannah's married, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not her.
No.
Wait, are you being so dodgy about this because it's one of us? This is Sasha, is it?
Tim, I'm literally begging you.
All right, fine. Have it your way. Keep your precious secrets, but between you and me, can I at least offer you a little advice?
I get the feeling you're going to anyway.
Look, nobody's going to notice you if you don't notice yourself first.
What?
Okay, look, that came out wrong. Look, what I mean is, take care of yourself. Because I know you, Martin. You will give yourself away until there's nothing left of you to love.
That's not fair.
Oh, it's true. And you know it.
Maybe.
Look, I'm telling you this as a friend. Just think about it, okay? Whoever this is, they'll see how great you are, not because of what you have to give away, but because of where you stand firm. And after all of... well, whatever the hell's been happening here, you deserve something for yourself.
Hey, that really means a lot. Thanks, I will think about it.
Good. All right, well, I'm going to head out. I've got some books to take back to the library.
Take care of yourself too.
Always do. Pew, pew.
Right, where was I? Okay. I was not expecting this, for the sharp pain of jaws to give way to you. Oh my God, Tim,
sorry.
Normal people not.
Sorry.
Normal people not,
sorry.
Tim.
Hey, it's not me, is it?
Would you stop?
Because if it is, you know, dance card's open.
Just go away,
just putting
Tim.
It out there. All right.
Okay. You cannot hide from me any longer, but I will try to hide from you. What?
What are you so irritable about?
Oh, I've just been having a bit of a time, you know?
Haven't we all? What did Tim want? He was grinning.
To Tim? We were comparing notes on the Hither Green case.
Oh, I see. Did you get anywhere?
Maybe. Too soon to tell.
All right, well, keep me updated. I also wanted you to try and track down a Mr. Marcus McKenzie. His father gave a statement in 2003. I'm trying to follow up. Bit worried about this one.
What? You? The father of all scepticism worried?
Just because I don't think it happened doesn't mean I can't be worried.
Oh.
You all right?
What?
Down here, I mean. After everything, but out of house and home, it's not exactly 5-star accommodations.
Oh. You don't need to worry about me.
I believe I've made my case for being entitled to worry, Martin.
Of course. Well, really, I'm fine.
All right. Well, in that case, get back to work. Just because you're living here doesn't mean it's not still a place of business.
You're not fooling me. Oh.
This content is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ Network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. and you might recognise a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout desperate to find somewhere to belong, and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.